We're back. It's time to take our tour inside the ring. You're guided there each week by a man who writes a prize-winning column on that subject, Bill Gertz, with the Washington Times Inside the Ring column, also a senior editor with the Washington Free Beacon, and a man whose investigative reporting about the national security is really second to none, I believe, and always a welcome guest here. Bill, thanks so much for joining us again. Good to have you back.
Hi, Frank. Always good to be on the show.
You've done some really important reporting this week, as you do most, but I think of a couple of subjects that have been particularly in need of debate, and I'm glad you've helped us catalyze that. Let's start with the policy that you reported, a new handbook, I believe, that's been adopted by the Pentagon, describing the way those seeking to change their sexual identities while in uniform, how they're to be treated, and the accommodations that are supposed to be made to them. Bill, talk about both that as a specific issue and what it speaks to about what's happening with the fundamental transformation of the military in the macro.
Yeah, this is an important story, and it highlights what I call kind of a liberal left information warfare attack on the United States, which has kind of reached its zenith under Obama, and especially at the Pentagon, where they've engaged in social engineering of the military. Just in July, the Secretary of Defense changed the rules to allow transgenders, cross-dressers in the military. And now they've issued a handbook which outlines how military commanders are to deal with those who want to change their sex. It's like I say, this is like the least important issue right now for the military, which is reeling from billions, hundreds of billions in defense cuts from Obama. There's a crisis. And yet this is the kind of social engineering thing that they're trying to impose on the military as part of their agenda. Like I say, this is really political correctness run amok.
Yeah, well, you say it's the least important. It seems to be a very high priority for the administration. It's just not as important as the job that the military needs to be able to do. And that seems to be getting short shrift for sure. Bill, just a practical matter, it sounds as though if you enter the military as a male, let's say, and decide that you want to become a female, you're entitled to have the military pay for that sex change. Is that correct? And if so, my understanding is that the Pentagon, among other problems you've mentioned, is reeling from the costs of health care for those in uniform. I can only imagine what this will do to that problem.
Yeah, this, like I say, this is part of the Obama's broad-ranging anti-discrimination policies, where any minority is given preferential treatment at the expense of other important priorities. And any military commander worth his salt should speak up and say, look, this is ridiculous. We shouldn't be doing this. This is not what the military is about. And yet they want to impose costs and affect the good order and discipline of our armed forces by imposing this left-wing agenda.
Bill, you had another very important piece about a subject near and dear to my heart, and that is the treatment by the Obama administration, and specifically during her time as Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton, of the Muslim Brotherhood in a way that legitimated and empowered and enriched, even armed members of that group, whose mission, as you know, is destroying Western civilization from within. What have you found, and what are the implications of what you found?
Yeah, this is an important story, ran in the Free Beacon this week, and it details the efforts of Secretary of State Hillary Clinton back in 2012 to offer support to the Muslim Brotherhood regime in Egypt. And this is really a betrayal of the hundreds of thousands of Egyptians who took to the streets to promote democracy and ousting the Mubarak regime, only to be replaced by an Islamist regime, which eventually was overthrown. But there's some, you know, really damaging disclosures. What I came across from a Freedom of Information Act request were some talking points from a meeting in July 2012 with between Hillary and Mohamed Morsi, the Muslim Brotherhood chief, where Clinton actually offered to provide covert police training to the Muslim Brotherhood regime there in order to keep it into power. This was important because these documents were released under a request that was seeking information about this secret presidential study directive number 11, which outlines, according to officials familiar with it, how the Obama administration would systematically support the Muslim Brotherhood as an alternative to Al-Qaeda, without understanding that this is an Islamic supremacist organization that's anti-democratic and is against everything that America stands for in terms of freedom and prosperity.
Yeah, and actually spawned Al-Qaeda and so many other groups, the Islamic State and so on, as they share exactly the same goals, if perhaps at least temporarily different tactics. Bill, this presidential security decision study Directive 11 is something that the Congress has not been given access to, as I understand it. I know it featured in a hearing that Congressman Scott Perry recently had on this whole problem of willful blindness of our government towards these Islamists. What's the story on this document being made available? I gather you haven't seen it, but I know you've done some important warnings about it. Is it not going to be made public, do you think?
Yeah, no, I've been writing about it for at least a year now, and I've talked to officials who have seen it and basically relayed the general outlines of its content. And it was described to me as the underpinnings of the entire countering violent extremism strategy of the administration. The White House said that they would not release it because it's classified, and efforts by members of Congress to gain access to it and to see it have also been thwarted. So it's obviously a very sensitive issue. It's part of the secret strategy. Let's hope that after the next administration comes in, perhaps it will be released, although if Hillary Clinton gets in, I think we're in big trouble on the Islamic terrorism front. It's going to be more appeasement there in that sector.
Yeah, indeed, and probably among other things. Bill, let me ask you about one other story you filed, I believe, at the Washington Times, and that was about some agency most of us have never heard of, the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, and work that it's been doing to monitor what the Chinese are up to in the South China Sea. Talk about that, if you would.
Yeah, this is what we call imagery intelligence. It's, again, a little-known agency that basically does photo intelligence analysis. And the director of the NGA, as it's called, the National Geospatial Intelligence Agency, testified recently to the Senate that it's clear from their analysts, and they have been in the forefront of highlighting, that the Chinese military buildup of some 3,200 acres of new islands in the South China Sea, this is a very strategic waterway, are for military purposes. And he was very categorical in that sense. Again, the Obama administration has tried to play down this buildup. They've ordered the Pentagon not to be discussing the competition with China, and they've kind of looked the other way as what we're seeing is kind of a covert takeover of the South China Sea, and there's been no pushback. Weakness is provocative, and I think we're in for a very bumpy ride with the Chinese in that part of the world.
Well, especially with the rift that has opened up of late with Rodrigo Duterte, the president of the Philippines, saying there will be no more drills with the United States, and signaling as he heads off to Beijing an openness to doing business with people who are going to eat his lunch if he's not careful. Bill, we have to leave it at that for the moment, but thank you so much for your terrific reporting, as always, at the Free Beacon and the Washington Times, as well as your discussion of all of that with us each week. Come back to us again soon. Next up, we'll talk with Faith McDonald about the plight of Christians in the Middle East and elsewhere.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. country, Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.